Good afternoon. A potent autumn storm will be the focus of our weather over the next couple of days as the system dives through the Great Lakes. Out ahead of the storm, an increasing southerly wind flow is pushing temperatures back through the 50s and will top out in the lower to mid 60s by early to mid afternoon. At the same time, steady and at times heavy rain is advancing in our direction from western and central New York and also from the mid-Atlantic region. The two areas of precipitation will converge over our area through the afternoon, first in the Catskills and Mohawk Valley, and then across the rest of the region by sunset. A secondary storm system along the Delmarva Peninsula will become the dominant storm after dark tonight. The storm system will generate a gusty northwest wind flow and produce rain heavy at times through the overnight period. Temperatures will drop back into the middle 40s. As this secondary storm tracks to the north and east of Cape Cod, it'll be mostly cloudy, very windy, and much cooler on Thursday, with the steadiest rain lifting to the north and east early Thursday morning, leaving us with occasional showers on Thursday afternoon, with high temperatures in the lower 50s. We'll continue a drier trend toward the end of the week on Friday with partly sunny skies. It'll remain breezy and chilly with highs in the mid-50s. High pressure will build back into the region on Friday night and produce sunny skies to start the weekend on Saturday with highs making it up to 60. The moderating trend will continue with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday in the lower to middle 60s. Another front will approach for the early part of next week. On Monday, clouds will give way to some showers later in the day with highs in the middle and upper 60s, and showers with this system will be likely on Tuesday with highs staying in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, multiple upper-level disturbances moving through the west will lead to a series of fronts pushing through the Pacific Northwest through the period, along with the chance of lower elevation rain and higher elevation snow. One front is expected to survive and move through the Great Basin and Rockies tomorrow, and rain and snow showers are possible in these locations. Temperature-wise, the cold front advancing through the eastern United States will lead to below-normal high temperatures across the plains in Mississippi and Ohio valleys today, spreading into the eastern seaboard tomorrow. Farther west, above-average temperatures are forecast through the southwest, Great Basin, and Rockies today, and into the high plains tomorrow. Highs in the upper 70s and 80s on Thursday in the central high plains will be about 15 to 20 degrees above average. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City thickening clouds and breezy with rain moving in the mid-60s, Boston increasing clouds and breezy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm, in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high 88 set in 1947 and in 1897, and the record low 25 in 1978. Sunrise this morning is at 7:09 a.m., sunset this evening 6:12 p.m., 11 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds and breezy today with rain moving in later and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Windy with more rain tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds and breezy today with rain moving in this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid 60s. Windy with rain tonight, heavy at times, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and breezy today with rain moving in later and highs in the lower 60s. Windy with rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds and breezy today with rain moving in this afternoon and highs in the lower 60s. Windy with more rain tonight, heavy at times, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds and breezy today with rain moving in this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Windy with rain tonight, heavy at times, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy and cooler with occasional showers, lower 50s. Partly sunny and breezy Friday, mid-50s. Sunny and 60 on Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s on Sunday. Increasing clouds with the chance of late-day showers Monday in the mid to upper 60s. And showers on Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy, in the mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.